B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions.
Tomorrow is the big night. They're going to rob a bank. Joan's dad works at one of the biggest banks in their city, and she'd overheard him complaining to her mum one night when they thought she was asleep. He was saying how the bank was cheating people out of their money, practically stealing from them to pay off its own debts, and that by next year it'll be bankrupt and everyone will lose their money. Joan decided it was time for her and her friends to take matters into their own hands and take back what the bank had stolen. They're going to be just like real-life Robin Hoods and give the people back their money before it's all lost. They'd made a really good plan. Tomorrow night, they will all go to bed as normal and then put pillows under their duvet to make it look like they were still there asleep if their parents checked on them. Then they will take the back route across the fields until they arrive at the bank. Tim is going to act as lookout and climb up the nearby water tower with his dad's bird-watching binoculars to be the team's eyes and ears, while Joan, Ben and Karen break into the bank. Joan will take her dad's keys out of his work jacket, and if all goes to plan, she'll put them back again before he will even have realised they're gone. The Robin Hood team will enter through the employee door, take some of the money, and then be out again in minutes. By the time anyone will have arrived, they'll be gone. The only thing that could go wrong is if there is an alarm. Most banks usually do have alarms, but Jean knows that this bank's alarm system is faulty and often doesn't work. If an alarm does go off, they'll have at least 10 minutes to finish and get out of there before the police arrive. Robbing a bank is never an easy proposition, but they will just have to remain calm and hope that Tim, the lookout, is extra vigilant.